Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 484 of the Mail Right Podcast. I have just discovered on my own, with my own little due diligence, that the number one place that you guys have been liking our show is Apple iTunes. So I'm going to ask that for those of you who don't know, we are in the hunt to be the number one real estate podcast for marketing that exists. We are number 89. Do us a favor. Give us a like and a thumbs up if you like the content of the show. Today, we're going to talk about how to generate high quality real estate leads in 2025. It's going to be a fairly basic show for those of you who've listened before. We're going to cover a couple of specific tips. We're going to talk about things like driving traffic, optimizing landing pages, retargeting ads, and conversion. Now, the conversion part of the conversation is probably one everybody will want to tune into. But before we dive into this extremely meaty and relevant subject, John, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience?
Oh, thanks, Robert. I'm the joint founder of mail-right.com. We are a CRM AI-generated website, all-in-one lead generative platform at a fantastic price of $49 per month if you pay month to month. Back over to you, Robert.
Hey, so ladies and gentlemen, my name is Robert Newman. And for those of you that you don't know me, I'm one of the country's leading SEO guys. And I specialize in real estate. I build real estate websites. I do real estate marketing campaigns focusing on organic and inbound strategies, which falls directly into the conversation about getting higher quality leads. Interestingly enough, our strategy isn't here, but then again, on this list, but then again, it's a long time. It's a hell of an investment of either time, money, or both. However, it far exceeds most other results when it comes to high quality and high ROI. Today, we're going to start off our list, though, talking about paid advertising. And John, you do more paid advertising, I think, than we do. We only have about 10, 15 clients that we service in that field, in that arena. And I know that your partner is a paid advertising expert for Facebook, I believe.
Yeah, Facebook.
So what? Why don't you jump us off on this subject?
Yeah, I just want to make it clear. I've got a lot of these ideas from Eric Preston. And we had him on the podcast about a year ago. He's the founder of Agent Launch. Mm-hmm. And I follow Eric's YouTube channel quite a lot. And he's really down to earth. And I like a lot of his ideas and how he explains things. So I get a lot of my ideas around there from Eric. So I want to give him a shout out. And, you know, the environment's changed. You know, our experience really is with Facebook. So I'm just going to talk about that. We haven't got that many. We've got about 6 or 7 clients that we help with their Facebook advertising because you can start off with $500 a month, depending on what area you're in. But really, that kind of budget, you would be better off doing it yourself. Mm-hmm. And Eric provides a load of training on his YouTube channel to allow you to do that. But if you want us to help you and you're looking to get leads reasonably quickly, you really got to look at a budget starting at $1,000. And going up to 3,000 depending per month, depending really on the area that you're competing in. So it's definitely got a lot more expensive to get reasonable leads out of Facebook. But on the other hand, with AI and what Facebook have done with AI, the leads that you do get are pretty good if you've got the right budget.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to thanks for all that, John. I appreciate it. And I know the audience does as well. I'm going to share what I use paid advertising for, how I use it, and whether or not I do or do not feel like it impacts lead quality. So We do use paid advertising more and more because once Google revealed, like in the lawsuit and the leak that happened about a year ago, we know exactly how Google is working. And so we know that they kind of lied about paid advertising. It does positively impact SEO. Okay. Just so there's that. So what we do is we run tests. We use paid advertising to run tests into pages and get that initial user behavior started, because there's one thing you cannot fault paid advertising for. Theoretically, if you had your ad and your destination ready, you could start tomorrow. Okay, I could get traffic tomorrow. As a matter of fact, depending on what kind of traffic I was targeting, I might be able to get 1,000 people to a page tomorrow, which means that the user behavior and the SEO signals start immediately. This can and sometimes does lead to things like conversion. It definitely leads to faster SEO ranking on websites and things of that nature. It does not help you with Facebook in terms of organic marketing, unless, of course, you're getting something that's extremely shareable and that you've got a lot of like accelerant in the terms of like an existing audience ready and willing to share your content. And then paid advertising works quite well in Facebook and can lead to some strong organic results depending on what you're sharing. Now, having said that, one other thing that I love for advertising is testing things like video. Now, videos is still an extremely cheap way to advertise. It rarely makes it onto conversion lists because laydown leads tend to be, from video, tend to be like laydowns. Like they're usually your customer by the time you get them. Unfortunately, you lose a lot of middle market indecisive people that a strong salesperson or sales team can convert. That means that video isn't the end-all be-all. It's just a good way to get high-quality leads for a relatively reasonable cost, but you're probably not going to get your phone ringing off the hook, is my experience with it. And it's not on our list, but I decided to add it. What is on our list is number two, is optimizing landing pages for high conversion. Now, I have a lot of thoughts here because I built a lot of these pages, including what are called super pages, which is where you've got one web page that is effectively a whole website combined into a single page. And there is a methodology that you use to create these pages that is like a philosophy that somebody described to me years ago. But before I jump into that, what did you have in mind when you put that, like, how would you optimize your landing page for high conversion, John?
Yeah, I think it's just the basic principles. One clear call for action, CTA, social proof, video, but you've mentioned that if you can put video on the landing page, I think it really helps. But if you can't, you can't. And you've just mentioned split testing. The split testing, it's just minor changing to the wording. It can have a dramatic effect on the amount of people that fill in. And, you know, you need a good offer. Don't ask too much information from the possible lead. You know, make sure that they've got to put in the right email address to receive whatever they're going to get for their information. Just don't automatically take them to somewhere where they can download, because they're just going to put in a crap email address. So it's best that they can only get it. You're probably going to set up with two-factor authorization. Why? You're going to send them an email to say, did you want this? Did you want whatever you're giving in exchange for the information? But it's still better to do it that way, because they've got to put in a decent email address. I would really try and cut down wanting their phone number and a load of additional info. Constantly have this discussion with people. We want this field, we want that field. The more fields you have, the more it's going to put off somebody. But they're the basics, because that's what I thought this episode we would do, just go over the basics, because I think a lot of people don't understand the basics, do they?
I don't think they do. And high converting landing pages, the page that you land on, is different than high converting sales pages, at least in the general world of like e-commerce mechanics, because usually what you're doing is you're like on these really long, deep pages that I promised that I would talk about. You're usually doing benefit, 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 temperature check, benefit, 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 temperature check. Now, benefits could be videos. They could be social proof. They could be how many other people have signed up. They can be a lot of different things. But what you're generally doing is benefit, benefit, benefit. And then you're like, doesn't this sound great? Something like that. When I just looked up converting landing pages, I discovered that the first four or five websites seem to be like drifting in the direction of like neilpatel.com. And these websites are a simple sign up form that leads you to deeper questions and mechanics inside, answer like the Netflix was given as a good, great landing page, which is literally just a buying statement, an input bar, and a sign in. That's it. And Neil Patel is very, very similar. I do not think that without the kind of brand recognition that all the companies listed have, you're going to get high conversion. I don't think anybody cares unless they already know who you are. However, if you've managed to convince somebody in a traffic generating mechanism that you're worth checking out, then these very simple landing page forms do work quite well. So you might want to use video or ad copy that's compelling, really compelling. What really compelling is I actually recommend that you use Neil Patel probably to decide what ad copy should look like, or better yet, use ChatGPT or Gemini and see what they recommend for ad copy. You can probably come up with some reasonably good stuff if you wanted to. And failing all that, call a specialist like John and his team, and they should be able to help you out where these AI tools might not. Number three, hold on.
Well, I think we go for our break, shall we not?
We're going to go to our break. When we come back, we will be right back, and we're going to say thank you to our sponsors of our show, probably ask you to save or like our show one more time, and then move on with the rest of the show, which we're hoping is going to be a helpful refresh for those of you looking to generate some high-quality leads in 2025. We'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy-to-use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no-question-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-write.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 484 of the Mail Right podcast. Today's show has been sponsored by mail-right.com. It's the only place to go if you're looking for a reasonably priced CRM website combo where they build the website right in front of your eyes. Okay, I highly recommend you check them out. Ask for John and tell them that Robert sent you. All right, and if you'd like to check out some SEO or AIO services, you're going to want to go to inboundrem.com, who's our second sponsor for the show today. You can hit the about page and you can get in touch with me, Robert Newman, and I will happily give you the consultation that'll change the trajectory of your entire real estate career. I pretty much guarantee it. All right, without any further ado, we're going to go into the next subject on the list, which is retargeting ads. John, for those people that don't know, why don't you explain what retargeting is?
Yeah, especially on Facebook, you can put a pixel on your website, on your landing page. When they hit it, they might not fill in the form, but it will track them. So when they go back to Facebook, you can do what's called a retargeting campaign, which basically will reshow the offer to them on Facebook. And, you know, if you get, I can't remember what the average on a good sorted out landing page is. You might know it, Robert, but it's not that high. So if you can increase the amount of people that will return and fill in the, information and to get what you're offering on the landing page, you know, that's fantastic. And you can do that with retargeting, and it's a lot cheaper. It's a lot cheaper, you know, because you're not dealing, you're dealing with a much smaller target. So it could be like $5, $10 a day to retarget, and it will increase the effectiveness of your of the campaign, basically. Back over to you, Rob.
So we use retargeting. Now, retargeting is actually a method of traffic generation that is one of my favorites. Now, because retargeting works really good with the idea of inbound. Inbound and paid, and paid advertising has a very big place inside the inbound marketing world. Inbound REM just doesn't use a ton of it, at least not right now. We have a handful of clients that do a lot of it, but it requires, it's like, sending people to a place requires you have something really good for those people to look at in the inbound world, like to get a response off a really good content drop, an ebook, something that you've built or designed that gives so much value that people are want it, and then they reach out to you.
I think you specialize on the Google local business and local SEO, and it's very effective. It just, you know, and that's what you specialize in, and you know, you set everything up in your team, and it's like I say, it's very effective, isn't it?
It works really, really well for some of our clients. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's something that you should all hear from me. The retargeting is one of my favorite inbound strategies. Why? Because we can take a list that you have of clients that have already reached out or connected with you, or that you've scraped off the website traffic, and then create an advertisement that follows them around. It's one of the best inbound marketing ecosystem development tools that exists, because the people, you've already got their information. If you're like me and you specialize in a particular profession, or let's say you're a real estate specialist, such as mid-century modern homes or people that are relocating or a specific city. Well, if you got the name of everybody inside that city, okay, an email marketing list of every person that publicly had their information for purchase, and then you did a retargeting campaign that made sure that every time they came on the web, they saw an advertisement or a video of why you're just the best person that they should talk to about theoretically maybe listing their home in a city, right? Is this the right time? What questions should you ask? Get a free consultation with me today, and I will happily come to your house and give you all the pros and cons of listing your home in 2025 as an example, right? And then you let your market knowledge like speak for you. So if you're really, 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 really certain of your sales abilities, like I would be, you're gonna offer anything at all just to get the conversation going, and then you're gonna walk through the door. And retargeting works so good for that. And the looser you can create the strings, the better the offer is gonna work with retargeting. Because remember, you already have their information, you already understand where the audience is at. You already understand there's some core element about the audience that you use to grab the information in the first place. My retargeting campaigns are aimed at people who've already visited my website. So I already know they've been there. But the most important part of the conversation, the most important part of the whole podcast, is the next part of the conversation, which is conversion. Let's just say that you do have something that's generating calls or emails. Well, my goodness, the secret then becomes, how do you convert? How do you take a casual inquiry and convert it? That is a very big subject. We could actually have a real estate podcast called Realtor Conversion Podcast and probably do incredibly well, John and I. But that's how big the subject is. But John, why don't you go ahead and give some like tips, some updates?
Yeah, like I say, I'm just going by the way we set up MailRite, and like I say, Eric kind of has a similar setup, is that basically you've got to like, they filled in the landing page, they're giving you their email, they're giving you their mobile number, depending on how many fields you've got on the landing page. Well, with our system, you can build the landing page, and we also provide some lead magnets as part of our system. Mm-hmm. As a library, basically. We've got about 15 different lead magnets, and we've got a modern page builder where we've got a library of different landing pages and patterns. So it enables you to build the landing pages really quick if you want to do it yourself. And then our system, what we recommend and what we do if we're doing it for people is we have a day one, a day three, and a day seven. And then after day seven, they go on a monthly drip. But day one, day three, day seven, and basically we send them texts and emails on day one, on day three, and on day seven. And it depends on the agent. We like a link with the first frame of a video in the email. And basically it's like, it's the introduction to the agent, what the process would be to work with the agent, and then another email about, you know, if they're buyers, what the transaction process is like, you know, just a quick intro, just to build trust. Basically, what we're really about is to see if the potential lead's going to put their hand up. Are they going to respond to the email? Are they going to respond to the text message? If they do, basically, there's kind of three buckets we put leads in: hot, nurturing, and unresponsive. And if they put their hand up on like day one or day three, that's a hot lead and that deserves a phone call. You're not going to get around it. You're going to have to phone these people up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just, it is. If they put their hand up and they say, well, we're not actively looking right now, that might be in the nurturing bucket, right? And then if you don't get any response from them, we put them on the monthly drip because they might not be thinking of buying or selling in 6 months to a year or 18 months, but it's still worth putting them on a drip because most agents are just terrible about all this, aren't they?
They really are. And which is what's going to make my next comment surprising. I've always thought and still think that if you're going to, whatever kind of lead generation strategy you've got going on, one of the things that I do a little bit differently is either personal outreach or personal calls. Now, my lead strategies for inbound are so strong. I have an 80% book rate with just a calendar link. I rarely have to call my leads. But if I didn't have leads that were that strong, if I didn't have that going on for me, what I would be doing is I would be calling every mediocre lead with some kind of intro that instigated value. With IDX leads, it's always, hey, I just want to let you know I got the system registration. I just want to update your search parameters for you so that when the system sends you out properties, you get the best ones based on your interest. And then if the client hangs up on you or goes away, I delete the lead. If they start a conversation, I qualify, like, when are you thinking moving? Where are you moving from? What's your price range? Do you have approved credit? Blah, 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 all mixed in while relationship building. The faster you have the opportunity to build a relationship with people who may need your services within three months to 1 year as a real estate agent, the more money that you're going to make. And so I say conversion is about understanding that every lead, no matter how bad looking, is an opportunity, and that you get into the ring with that person to create a relationship as soon as humanly possible. I've never been a big fan of sales tactics as they relate to the individual relationship between a prospect and you. In other words, call them up with something that honors and respects your humanity and also honors the fact that you have to generate some business. You know, if John just moved to Wichita, like whatever it is, how is your move? Are you liking Wichita? Let me ask you a quick question. Do you already have somebody that you're under contract with? And you have to be very careful about the way you phrase your questions. Are you that you're under contract with in order to purchase another piece of property? Because I know you just moved from Reno. Because you got to say the words under contract. Very few buyer's agents are still applying contracts. So it's a very subtle way to get the yes. And so you have to be careful about the way that you open up your dialogue. It's how do you get the contract? Now, I can go on all day long because telephone sales is my background. It's actually, I've spent more time doing that than anything else. Over 30 years of my career, I've been doing telephone sales. So what I suggest is that if you have questions about specifics, you want to work on your pitch a little bit. Honestly, it's still a bit slow. So you can always reach out to me at inboundrem.com or Robert at inboundrem.com and schedule a call and I'll see if I can help you. We've reached the end of our list a little early in terms of the show, just a few minutes. I just want to thank John, as always, for putting together the show notes and remaining so disciplined and diligent. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy just moved halfway across the country and took only a single week off and then was straight back into the trenches with me on the show. So, John, thank you very much. Yeah. How would you like people to reach out to you if they would like to talk about the MailRite system?
Yeah, just go to the mail-write.com website. Have a look what we've got offer. We've got a new library of WordPress-based starter websites, but we also, like I say, if you sign up, you get an hour onboarding with one of my team, and we can actually build a website in front of you using AI and prompts, or you can take just one of our starter themes and adapt it. It's all using a modern WordPress page builder. But if you want to use AI, we will do it in front of you and get your website up and running on a dummy domain, and then we can get it on your main domain. But it will be done there and then. Or like I say, you can use one of our starter websites. Back over to you, Rob.
Oh, that's a compelling offer for somebody who's looking to move quickly. You guys have already heard me say it, go to inboundrem.com. Or just do the search real estate marketing company. We're now on the first page, like number four, just to show our SEO chops. We've been working on it I'm a very transparent guy. It's been 18 months, but we're currently just one below Luxury Presence, and we're a 28 person team, and they're a 400 person team. So I feel pretty proud of the work that we've accomplished. Listen, everybody. Thank you so much for your time today. John and I really appreciate
it. Joe better looking than me then, Robert. God. More pleasant. Hasn't got the English sarcasm. Is that it?
I think I've gotten used to your English sarcasm after 3.5-4 years. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for tuning in. Like and share the show where you find it. iTunes is most likely and followed shortly after Spotify. Yeah. We'll catch you next time. Thank you for your earballs.